The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey now, everybody!
Is it going to start like
that? It's going to start like this. It's Friday, bro. I'm in a great mood.
I just walked out the door.
I'm in a good-ass mood, man. It's Friday. It's the last day of the Fredless week, which
I don't know. You'd be a little more verklempt, a little sad about that.
I mean, I don't know. Jong, do we miss Fred? Do we need him back?
Are you supposed to be happy or
sad? How have the shows been this week?
Shows have been solid.
Okay. So you
don't really miss Fred.
This is a situation where we could save Mr. Gal some money, right? Kind of like with Eric Sandler.
Let's just drop Fred.
Do we need him?
Well, I mean, no.
Right.
I mean, you gave me a yes or no question. What am I supposed to answer?
If this week has shown us anything, if we've learned anything from the Fredless week,
you can survive without Fred Fowler.
It's that I'm the real talent here.
So many women have said that over the years. They could survive without Fred Fowler.
Well, not financially. Fred has, he's carried a lot of women financially.
He's given at the trough.
Right. But they could survive without his presence, but not without his bank account. They need that.
Well, I'm sure there's something he brought or brings to the show that you're just not giving him credit for this week. Yeah. Maybe you don't recognize it in just a week.
I'll tell you,
if you were trying to do it for a whole month, you'd eventually get to the point of like, man, I miss Fred.
Probably the thing that Fred does best, John, you can correct me if I'm wrong here. You would know better than anyone. You've been around this show the most. I would say Fred's best quality is he fills in nicely when I'm gone. Like he's able to keep the show running, which is I appreciate, you know?
So you're basically saying he's a good backup for you.
I mean, he's a great backup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was like when.
I mean,
it's like when New England had Jimmy Garoppolo.
Is he Nick Foles?
It's like when Brett Favre had Aaron Rodgers, when Joe Montana had Steve Young.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But now that's pretty strong, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's you're not talking about a scrub. You're not talking about Brandon Wheaton.
No, man. What are you, crazy? You think I'm putting Tom Savage on Fred? No, man. He's like when, you know, like when Nathan Peterman's there for A.J. McCarron this year. It's
That's not quite a compliment there. 713-780.
He looked better in camp, they said. Number. Come on.
Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred Fowler today. And I'm going to be like Nick Foles. Did you see that Nick Foles is leading the NFL in merchandise sales
for
the offseason? Yep, baby. Backup quarterback.
Really?
For the Eagles. Yeah.
God, white people are so dumb.
Yeah.
Because you know there's no brothers wearing a Nick Foles jersey.
I mean, come on.
Can you imagine, like, you go to one of your black people barbecues and someone shows up, a black dude shows up in a Nick Foles jersey?
Wait a minute, hold on. We'll get to the larger point in a second. Well, we've been on here for a good solid 3 minutes.
A cookout.
What's a black people barbecue?
It's when you guys get together and white people aren't invited, and you guys celebrate the fact that hey, this is a safe space with no stupid white people around here.
Is that anything like the black people meetings?
I don't know what you guys meet about.
Oh, but you know we meet.
I know you guys meet.
And the first rule of the black people barbecue and the meetings is not to talk about.
I always assume that the meetings happened at the cookout because you didn't want to make things.
Oh, because we too lazy to go to two events.
I didn't say that out loud.
Man. I can't wait till the next barbecue meeting to talk about this.
I can't either. I can't either. Episode. I've got a mole in those meetings. He always reports back to me what they're saying.
Why you
got
to be a mole? That's color of moles, huh?
No, that's...
They're red moles, too, you know?
I know, but that's just the word for it that has nothing to do with race or color. Why are you trying to make everything about race?
That's how they trick you into it.
Why do you try to make everything about race? Why can't I have a mole that's black?
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All the bad things in the world.
No, he's a good thing. Black. He helps me.
But what about for the black people?
I mean, he's double-crossing you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a traitor.
Yeah.
He's a...
He's a black spot.
Yeah. He's an uncle.
You can't even say that.
No, I don't. I forget which name it.
I love this world. White people.
Yeah, white people can't. We can't say nothing. You think we can just go around saying Uncle Tom, calling black people Uncle Tom? Are you crazy?
I like how you mix that in. You turn around.
I'm not saying I'm calling someone that.
Exactly. But I'm saying you can't.
I'm saying I can't say that. No way. No. You guys, you got us running scared, man.
Good.
White men in this country, we had our way for a long time. We were on top of the world.
Yeah, yeah, y'all so behind now, I tell
you. But you know what? People keep messing it up. White people keep messing it up for us.
What was
Weinstein? I mean, you know, I don't want to name presidents who are messing it up for white people, but there's people out there doing that.
They're taking your people down. They're bringing your people down.
Yeah.
Now they're hurting your people.
And I'm not mad about it because, I mean... I'm all for equality, and I know you might agree with me on this. The white man's had it better than most other people for a long time.
I've had a really good run.
Right.
And it's not like you not winning now.
White men are almost like the Patriots. We've had a very successful run. You could call it a dynasty, even.
Yeah, you could.
But as Brady
you could call it America.
As Brady gets older... As our coach / president starts to become more and more unrelatable, and people are starting to turn. It looks like maybe we're declining. It's good, like the end is near for us, and there's going to be some other franchise come to take over.
But see, the difference in the real world and sports is, you would need. You know, another coach to continue the run. So can Josh McDaniel do that for Belichick? Can the next quarterback do that for Tom Brady? That's a sports thing. In the real world, there's this little constitution thing.
Oh yeah.
there's always, a lot of things
that's always getting in the way.
You know, y'all gonna be all right.
Yeah, I guess we'll make it.
You know, well,
they just hired Greg Schiano.
The Patriots did?
No. Oh. You guys did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, we can't fix that. Because we've had such a great run, people are willing to give us the benefit of the doubt that maybe we'll pull through this. But it's
I know it's really rough for y'all out there. That is one reason. On a serious bit, yeah, right. Like we're gonna be serious at any point today. Where the Josh Hader thing, stuff like that, it more cracks me up than anything. It doesn't even come close to infuriating me. It just cracks me up. And I think it's. There's always a whole bunch of overreaction to it, but it's hilarious to me, and I feel no sympathy.
When did it change that you can't write something racist on Twitter and then follow it up with LOL, and that means it's a joke,
it's
right?
Like, hey, I'm and he was a 17-year-old child.
He was like, hey, white power, LOL. Yeah, that means, just kidding.
That's a hint and a half.
It's a universal sign. I'm just joking around.
I don't understand why people get a little all up in their feelings over those kind of things.
Now, if he had said white power and had swastika emoji, I'd be like, ooh.
You can't run from that.
No, but once you put LOL,
that's it. That's the international sign for
He's joking.
Hey, you know, don't take what I just said. It's very
Have you seen the new craze about the why you're not allowed to give the okay sign anymore?
I saw it mentioned a while back. Is that a white power thing?
I went down a rabbit hole of it today about how the okay sign, like, you know, the...
You know the thing that Donald Trump does all the time? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like, except Putin, okay. Kim Jong-un, okay. But apparently it stands for, like, there's your three fingers are a W, and then your other...
Is the P?
Is a P.
See, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I just knew that it meant something.
It's another thing white people have ruined.
I wasn't concerned with that, yeah.
And by the way... That's us ruining our own stuff because black people don't go, okay, and make that sign. They don't do that.
We're a little cooler than that.
Yeah, only white dads do that. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
No, when you play basketball, when you hit a three, they do that. Players in the NBA do that.
Oh.
And they do this, they put it around the eye.
But they do the three things.
I want pictures of the people who are putting up that white power sign in NBA games.
So James Harden been white powering it for a few seasons now, huh? Mm. I bet he didn't know that.
What's James' middle name? Thomas? We'll be back to the Blitz on ESPN.
That's not even funny. Well, it's all because of me. Now
dance, man, I never had a chance. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the greatest show in the known universe. No Fred Fowler today. Jerome Solomon subbing in. Let me set it all up for you since we got distracted by somebody's racism.
Whose?
We're here for 3 hours today. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 on the HRP listener line. You can catch us on Twitter, obviously, at AJ is the real, our producer back there, at Jong Snow with zero instead of an O inside of Snow. I'm at Jerome Solomon. See some of you already
zero
touching
instead
us
of an
here,
O on Solomon.
A little bit here. I'm all zeros.
Okay.
I'm one big zero, according to many people on the planet. No, all O's in Solomon. I hate when they, I'm not one of those people who freak out over a name or something, so I should stop before I even say it. I hate, but it does crack me up when I tell people it's Solomon with all O's, and then they'll still write M-A-N.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I just told you, it's all O's. Because I automatically do that. Like, you know, and I think people should do that anyway.
But if you say all O's, people would go, Jerome, ooh. And that'd be the name.
Not anybody over the age of 16.
You mean all the vowels are O's?
Not anyone over the age of 16. But I'm sure there are people like that with weird names. Like,
probably.
Well, not weird names, but their name is something, but they say... It's pronounced something completely different than what the spelling is.
Yeah.
Now those people have bad parents.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, no. Let's try to stick to the sound.
Just make it easy for your kid.
Like. Right. Yeah.
A kid's gonna have to go to elementary school one day, and it's easiest if your name is, you know, easy for other kids to pick up on, is not totally douchey, and preferably easy to spell. That'll be helpful later on in life.
Are your kids? Pretty plain, pretty normal, pretty standard.
Jacob and Holden.
Jacob and Holden. That's doesn't get much easier.
No.
More difficult than that. Yeah.
No.
Or easier than that.
They've got simple white kid names.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah.
You,
Yeah, Holden. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of white.
Jong, you alerted me to the tweets of one James Gunn, who's now been fired. You said?
Yes.
Did he direct both Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
Yes, and he was a big key figure in Marvel Studios. He was supposed to take basically after everything after Avengers 4, they're going to go like cosmic, and he was going to be basically the head of all of that.
Oh, man.
And didn't y'all tell me I needed to watch this Guardians of the Galaxy? Y'all, that's one of the movies you you put on the list for me to have to see. Yeah.
And he just, a couple weeks ago, just finished the script for Guardians 3. So we don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to have to rewrite this whole thing, but you have the tweets in front of you?
Yeah, why would you want me to watch a movie made by this sicko, John?
I don't know how many of these are...
You'll have to use the word bleep or a clever way to...
Okay.
The first one in the top left corner of the one, that the last one that you posted, Jong, on Twitter, and like I said, it's at Jong Snow. You can check out Jong's timeline for this. He RT'd or retweeted, because this was back in the day, this was from 2009, a tweet from someone that says, "I like it when little boys touch me in my silly place."
Mark that audio.
You moron. And I'm talking about myself here.
Okay. I was Mark sitting there looking at that one. I was like, no, don't, I don't want to read it because he'll just save it.
Oh, God. Help me here. I'm out for this segment.
But
go
that's
ahead.
He did that. I've done this to people before also, where I type in, like, and now Twitter's changed it where retweets don't come across like that.
Right.
But I used to do that to people all the time. I would say RT and then add them and then make up something just horrific and put it out there like they said it. And they're like, what? I didn't say that. But
what I don't get, though, I mean, he's a fairly popular guy, right? He's well known. I like it when little boys touch me in my silly place. Do that again, and I'm leaving.
Don't do that again until Monday, John.
And the people are walking in and going like, what the hell is Jerome talking about here on the air?
Hey, play that again at about 6:57. That's that way Jerome could get out of here.
I mean, he's a big name. How does he put all, and that's,
well, this was
that's
before
not even
he was
the
a big
worst
name.
One of them.
This was before he was a big name, I think. Most of these are from like 2009, 2010.
There's some from, I saw from like 2014 or something.
I don't know. But
there are a lot of, you don't joke about children and sex like that.
No, and he does it
as often as
he does it with great regularity.
Right. It's one thing to have one. No, it's not one thing to have one. It's no.
It really is. Like, if you have one inappropriate joke on your timeline, people go, okay, he just tried a joke and it didn't work.
And it was a dumb joke.
But when you've got like 9 to 10 tweets on your in your history about molesting kids, that's like a red flag to me.
If we have RJ Bell coming on later, we won't ask him this. But
oh, I'm going to ask him.
What are the odds that there's child porn somewhere around Mr. Gunn's?
I'm just saying, it wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me. I would say there should be an investigation.
I would bet on that.
And here's the other thing that I just don't get. Once you get famous, and we can all assume like James Gunn has an agent and probably a personal assistant, right?
Somebody probably runs his social media account now.
Like, how about
wash me clean?
If I'm a college athlete and I'm about to be drafted, guess what I'm doing? I'm hiring someone to clean up my Twitter.
Right.
If I'm about to land a big job in a movie, I'm hiring someone to clean up my Twitter. There's just
what's the worst thing you think you've tweeted? Do you think you have anything out there that you go right now you wouldn't want people to pop back up?
I don't think so. I mean, I've probably said some pretty vile things to people,
but it was directly at someone. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder what is in your mind that you would go to these places, and then you go to these places and you have like no recollection that you've gone there and you need to go back and clean it up?
I tweeted one time about a celebrity child, about how creepy they looked, and they looked like they could, you know, like they like to kill animals for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some negative blowback on that, so I just deleted the tweet.
And you thought about it, you're like, that was like, unnecessary.
Yeah, probably not in the best interest to leave that out in the world.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, I mean,
And even that wouldn't, I mean, that's not anything
No, I didn't egregious. Say I didn't say I wanted to bleep him. I just said he looks like the kind of kid who would enjoy killing animals in his spare time. And
yeah, it's a bad joke. Yeah.
Yeah, but I posted a picture and it really looked like that.
So it's an accurate joke.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying now.
The picture it made people go, you know what?
I'm so glad you're walking this back now.
Yeah.
Who is this?
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that.
Why are you talking about Barron Trump like that?
What? I didn't. No.
That's not right.
I don't know where you came up with that.
And,
but
and
no.
Or funny.
No, that wouldn't be funny at all.
Children are off. They should be off limits.
Off limits.
Yeah, this is pretty bad.
And I definitely wasn't talking about Barron Trump.
No,
we have cameras.
I was looking through Zhang Li's timeline, and before I got to that one, those disgusting tweets, and I'm sure many of you are rushing like, oh, I got to see the disgusting tweets. I'm anti-disgusting tweet. You have one about you're against texting me about your Senate campaign. Have you gotten those?
I got AJ? One right when I tweeted that. I got one.
Dude, I get phone calls
I've gotten a couple of them. I'm like... Then they're like, hey, Jerome, I'm like, hey, I don't know who the hell you are, how you got my number, and why you're texting me about some moron that you want me to vote for. I guarantee you now you won't get this vote.
So I got a call. I got three calls in a row from yesterday from numbers I didn't recognize. And finally I answer one. And I'm like, what do you want?
Oh, I don't answer those.
I usually never do. But when I got three within like 5 minutes of each other, I'm like, what is happening here? So I answer and they ask me, do you still own my vehicle? And yeah, what do you want? I said, please don't try to sell me an extended warranty right now. Mm. Well, you do realize your factory warranty is about to expire. And I said, I don't want that. Please don't ever call me again. And this lady goes, I understand that sentiment, but I've got to tell you right now.
While we're here.
You never know what could... And I just hung up. I was like, oh my God, I hate people so much. And I get that that's her job. And it's probably, you know, I probably could have been nicer about it. But I don't deal well with it, man.
She needs a different job.
Yeah, I don't have a job
good
where
luck with that, but I don't. Yeah,
don't have a job where people. You just harass people yeah. that you don't know.
Are there so many people out there that owe student loans that they just randomly call people?
Apparently, so.
I don't have any. So why do they continually call me over and over and over again?
Apparently, so. I don't know. I don't get it.
Why don't you at least narrow it down to people who went to college?
I replied back to that text, unsubscribe, and they said they'll take me off the list.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah, who was it?
Beto.
Oh, okay.
That's a lie. I don't believe
it. I don't care who it is. I don't text me about it.
Like,
it's a politician, John. If I were him,
I wouldn't even put his name on it. I would just say, hey, elections are coming up. You know you don't want to vote for Ted Cruz. There's other options. And leave it at that.
No, so the text came in. First of all, it says, hi, Salvador. This is Lisa volunteering with Beto. Beto's campaign for U.S. Senate. We're texting Texas voters today about upcoming November election. Will you be voting for Beto or Ted Cruz? And I said, unsubscribe. And they replied back with, okay, I'll take you off the list now. If you're interested in learning more about Beto at this point in the future, please make sure to check out this link.
So you got Lisa, huh?
Yes. And I'm Salvador.
What's Lisa's number?
817.
You got 817. See, I've got a 281 number from Barbara.
Did you get this from the same campaign?
Barbara from Beto, and then Barbara again from a different number, and then Barbara let Janet use her phone, and Janet hit me up from that number.
Well, here's the truth. I don't want those texts sent to me, and it would really piss me off, but I don't know how pissed off I would have to get to not vote against Ted Cruz. Like, I don't know what you'd have to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably send me computer viruses or anything, and I'd still be like, yeah, but.
Yeah, that's a valid point. Yeah, you're pretty much, you're in a no.
He knows that he's like, he's not, like, listen, yeah, I know this probably pisses you off, but how pissed off are you really? Like, you're not going to vote for me now? Give me a break.
Yeah, that's right. You can't, it's Cruz, come on. but you need to reach out to other people. I keep sending the same crap to me. But I didn't even delete them. I got three of them. Like I said, I just searched Beto and there it goes. But leave me alone. Speaking of someone that doesn't want to be left alone, let's talk about a certain West Coast quarterback who doesn't seem to care about anybody following him around at night on his special evening with a special young, I guess I can't say young lady. We'll talk about that one when we come back. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show.
Thank you.
America's most, bringing us back. You paid any attention to the big three?
No.
No? It's actually kind of interesting. Pretty cool if you're a basketball person. What about the that flag football mess that they had that final here last night?
I like sports.
Didn't do it for you. I haven't seen one play. Well, I saw a highlight. But I haven't watched any play of that flag football thing. But I was going to pay a lot more attention to it if the team that lost in the semifinals last week had gotten to the finals. Ramontz Taylor.
Oh, is playing flag football?
It's on one of those teams.
How odd that 2 days in a row Ramontz Taylor came up on the show.
Came up yesterday? How'd that happen?
Lance was talking about how great Mac Brown was at mismanaging running backs and the amount of carries that they got. And I was talking about Ramontz Taylor was probably the second best athlete that I saw the whole time I was working in Austin from 04 to 2010.
Just amazing.
And he was just a freakish athlete. Yeah. And it's like, it's unbelievable to me that guy never sniffed the NFL.
No, it's not unbelievable.
I get like having a backpack full of weed isn't like, No. I mean, now it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
But it wasn't his weed. Well, it was his weed, but he wasn't selling it.
Right.
See, somebody gave him 10 pounds of weed because he was a UT guy. He took the 10 and said he wanted to hook up his cousin. So he gave his cousin 5 of it to have and to do whatever he want with. And then he and his cousin were going to, this is going to sound silly. He and his cousin were going to a party out in the weeds in the woods out in Belton where they're from. And they roll up to the party and then the racist guys at the party start saying racist things. They thought they were joking and they realized they weren't joking. They're like, well, we need to go ahead and get the hell out of here. We're not welcome. We're the only black guys here at this kind of party. It ain't our kind of party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And eventually somebody did something to his car. He called the police and they showed up and then they're like, hey, do you mind if we search? He's like, yeah, I don't mind. Cause he took the gun out. Did I admit to that part? He taking the gun out and then to his cousin say, take the gun so that I wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
He forgot the weed.
Oh, so you gotta take the gun and the weed.
And dude got through all of that, had probation, was going to be fine and dandy, went to the Chiefs for a tryout, you know, one of those walk-up tryout type deals, and, you know, blew them away with what he ran, you know, like a 4.28 or something. And they're like, whoa. And Herm Edwards was like, my goodness, what? Wow. And then probation violation, judge wouldn't give him a break, gave him 60 days in jail right at the time where he needed to be at training camp, and end of story. He's turned his life around, though. Because he started coaching high school.
Yeah.
And has done quite well in that sense. And he's a father. But, man, what an amazing athlete. I mean, he was in Belton, but he was, you know, one of the best football players in the country. He averaged like 22 points a game in basketball. He won state in the 100, 200, and whatever else at track. I mean, just
well, this crazy. Is, and I'm saying this, and it's not, I'm not saying it because it helps the story or it makes it sound better, but that was a team that had multiple running backs on it that played in the NFL. They, I think there were 5 guys from that 05 championship team that running backs or fullbacks who played in the NFL. Chris Obanaya played in the NFL, was on that team. Selvin Young played in the NFL, was on that team.
All Right.
Jamal Charles was on that team. Obviously, had a fantastic NFL career.
Right.
Henry Melton and Ahmad Hall both played in the NFL as fullbacks. I'm telling you, and I'm not saying this like tongue-in-cheek, Ramon Taylor was a better football player than all of them in college.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if he could ever have developed into what Jamal did at the next level. Mm-hmm. But, and mind you, Ramon was a sophomore. Jamal was a freshman on that championship team. But at that time, Ramon was a better player.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really tough, and Obanaya wasn't even getting carries yet, but those three guys, Selvin, Jamal, and Ramon, trying to find plays for all three of those guys was like, it was a real headache for Mac. And I mean, it's, wah. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And like, every time he touched it, that old cliche about he could take it to the house.
Oh, yeah.
He could literally take it to the house untouched. And the touchdown against USC is still just one of those. And it wasn't like, oh, man, what? Look at those moves. No, it was, do you see how fast the guy got from point A to end zone?
Yeah.
You slow it down, and he's the only one
on
running.
On a field full of, like, world-class athletes, that guy was smoking everybody.
Yeah, just
and the reality was Selvin Young probably shouldn't have even been touching the football, but he was Vince Young's boy, and Mac was smart enough to keep Vince happy. Like, that was sort of the deal there.
But Selvin could play.
He just wasn't on the level of those other two guys. Yeah. That's all.
He could play.
I mean, he made it in the NFL for a while. He could play.
Speaking of Ramon's not getting the shot, another guy in that flag football last night, Jacoby Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the quarterback for that team is
Joe Flacco.
He played in the NFL a long time. From Iowa State. Seneca Wallace.
So really?
No, Seneca could play.
Oh, yeah. He can chuck it around.
They got some legitimate players.
I mean, they're getting paid?
The winner of last night's game split $1 million.
How many?
The winning team
got
$1 million. I don't know how many you have on flag football team. What, 12, 10, 12 guys maybe?
You play offense and defense?
I assume so. Yeah. I mean, you got a platoon in flag football?
I don't know how it works. So they
not for $1 million. I'm going both ways.
What do you think? They pulled.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you save that, John.
So it's $85,000 a piece, something like that.
That's real money.
What'd the losing team get?
Handshake.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm just joking. I have no idea. But the Joes, I don't know what they're called, but the amateur beat the pros.
Oh, really?
So that's how they had set up to the guys who played in the NFL versus the Ramon Taylors type guys.
Well, see, that's what I wonder if, like, I've always wondered if a bunch of washed up professional baseball players played a beer league softball game against, like, guys who are really serious about softball, who would win?
The thing about it is, I think it's probably similar to that flag football stuff of those NFL type guys would kill you in an NFL game.
Right.
But in that sport and what they do, that's a different thing.
Well, that's like, you know, would you take the whoever wins the big three, for example, take that team versus a team that wins Hoop It Up in Philly or New York City? Who are you taking?
I'll take the pros.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, not if they're retired. That's a little bit different. But these guys can. You know, the basketball is different because you play 3-on-3.
Obviously.
Even if you are a pro, you still play 3-on-3. And a lot of those guys learned, they thought, oh, we'll just go out here and chill. And they got out there and realized that, you know, Steven Jackson is out there playing for real.
Yeah.
And you just can't come out there messing around. You got to be a player. I thought you were going to go with, would you take LeBron, Durant, and, you know.
Oh, well, that's not even
Steph
close.
Against that. Yes, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. But I would take the long drive champion from those stupid contests over anybody in
whoever's
the PGA
on the tour.
In a long drive contest.
Right.
In golf, no question. You know. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. A porn star and the quarterback. How about that when we come back? Just look.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey, Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
But Fred's not here. Awkward.
No, he's not.
Awkward moment.
Yeah.
Jerome's here, though.
Have to drop those, John. Just for one day. We can go Fred free day. For a day, can't we? My goodness. Jimmy Garoppolo signed a huge contract with the 49ers. After he led them to, what they went five or six games?
Five games, I think.
Five in a row at the end of the season, including beating up on the Texans, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he went on a date the other night. TMZ got
let him live
video footage. I'll let the man live. I don't think who a person dates is anybody's business. I'm just thinking that, you know, I would think he'd have better taste.
Okay.
Right? I mean, does...
You're saying she's not hot?
You saying she is?
I'm not saying she's not.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just astounded by that. What? Wow, really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think...
I mean, it's good for the world that people have different tastes, but wow. It does absolutely nothing for
nothing me. For you, huh?
No, I mean... I've even, you know, decided to just let the fake breast thing go. I don't hold that against people anymore. I used to, you know. I used to be anti, but, you know. But... They don't need to be basketball sized, right?
I mean, these are probably
like your kids play soccer. These are like
my kids don't play soccer. Like, you assume my kids play soccer because they're white.
Well, duh.
No, they don't.
They play baseball.
They play baseball. Yeah, the other white kid game.
I was like, duh, just one or the other.
Yeah,
but they're like size 4 soccer balls.
They are massive.
I mean, they're
probably
and they're clearly. Man-made.
Oh, yeah. God doesn't do that.
God can do anything. God has done this.
He's never done that. So, yeah, I'm...
Leave God out of this.
I'm with you. It is...
But that, I mean, she's not even hot. She's 41 years old. Her name is Kiara Mia. Or is it Maya?
Mia, I think.
Like you don't know.
I don't know for sure.
She's a porn actress. Or adult film actress.
The most disturbing part of this is that she's 41 years old.
Like, but why is that disturbing?
I mean,
he's a grown man. He's dating a grown woman.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he's 19 and she's 40.
My only, if you're going to get a porn star, Don't you want to catch her on the way up? Like,
she's always going down. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, you get...
Oh, you mean like she's ascending.
She's no longer in her...
She's not in a prime.
Physical
no.
prime.
No. That's, I mean, but, and that's not what I have against her. I mean, 41, there's nothing really wrong with that.
And I gotta be honest, now I'm scrolling through her Twitter.
She's not hot.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, I'm sorry. She's just not.
Yeah, you're right. Now that once you see it unblocked, it ain't all that impressive.
No, the chick he used to date looks a lot like her, but she's probably 15 years younger.
That's the move.
So that's an odd move, though.
And she probably is like,
isn't it weird to go from a woman who looks a certain way to another one who looks just like her, but she's a lot older?
That is odd.
Have you seen the other one?
Yeah.
She's an Instagram model or something.
I think I'd stick with Instagram model who's 15 years younger over porn star who's 15 years older.
And Lamont's saying there's something wrong with me. So I guess Lamont must really be into these fake gabongas or whatever.
Well,
what do you white guys call them? You know, I can't call them what we call them.
Boobs. But usually we use the
Y'all
T
got
word.
A lot of different names.
We use the T word usually, but that's frowned upon on the radios. But yeah, like I would say this, like when it's all covered up, I can see how it would be interesting if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you scroll through her Twitter, which is unedited, you'll quickly learn that.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like you.
That's what you mean by unblocked. You got to be more clear. Let me go find her now.
Like sometimes you see that Christmas present under the tree and you're like super excited and it's in a box that's just the size of what you asked for, but then you open it and it socks.
Exactly what you were thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you opened that box and it's not what you thought it was going to be.
She looks like you got some melons in a sock. That's right. Two socks taped to her.
You're talking about not like a grapefruit in a sock. You're talking about like.
Grapefruit would be fine. No,
in
but
a
no,
sock?
Everybody likes grapefruit.
In a sock?
They have to be in something.
Are you talking about like a dress sock, a long sock, or like a no-show sock?
Hers is like a hanging down. Yeah, it's got to go somewhere.
Hers looks like you forced a watermelon into a balloon.
Oh, she's disgusting. There's like porn on her.
So yeah,
I don't want to watch this in the middle of the show or at all.
Why are you still watching it?
Because you made me go here.
Why did you just pass me a note that says go to break so I can turn on the audio? Be professional for once, sir.
She's worse naked than she is with
clothes on. That's
what
I'm telling you. It's worse.
That's awful. I feel bad for her now. Oh, man. She's leaning over the car talking to her brother. That looks terrible. Poor thing.
Now
I'm rooting for her because I want her to do better in life. And Garoppolo's rich. So go ahead, girl. You go ahead. You stand up for the women like you. That's much better. My goodness. She's talented, I assume.
So you're a pass on that.
Oh, a hard. No, a soft pass.
But even more of a pass if you're an NFL quarterback and you've got...
If you were an owner, would you not now question your quarterback's judgment?
I'd probably be frustrated and I'd be like... I think I would honestly bring him in and say, Jimmy, listen, dude, you're a good-looking guy. You've got the world is your oyster right now. You're making us question your decision making here.
You know, one of the horrible running theories is that that this is a cover.
Are you trying to tell me you think James Garoppolo?
No, I don't think at all. I hope that he's not thinking that this is a cover because he's pretty open and out there. It's like, why would you even? Not that you should be ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You date whoever you want.
Right.
But that is a little conspicuous, don't you think?
I think
that's what the conspiracy people are.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I just feel like that guy
You just think he's in love.
I don't think he's in love. I think he went on a date with a chick. And
you don't date.
Oh, I'm not saying he didn't sleep with her at the end of the date. I'm just saying he went on a date one time with this chick. It's not like, they're engaged. If that happens, then I'm like, whoa, what the hell's going on with you? But like, yeah, I'll play that game one time. It's like you ever walk by a roulette table in Vegas and like, okay, I'll throw $20 on black. But I've never sat down at roulette table for 4 hours and played because if you do that, you're just a degenerate.
Right.
If you throw the 20 on your way out of the casino, it's just like you're just having a little fun, If you sit down at that table for 4 hours and you're putting all over the odds and evens and the middle three, and
you got problems. You spreading your chips all over the table.
Yeah. You're a different kind of gambler than a guy who just throws a 20 on the table on the way out and hopes for the best. So, I'm liking to think Jimmy's that guy who's just throwing the 20 down.
Just one shot.
Like,
it was a shot.
They didn't even bother to give him the stack of colored chips. Yeah. They just put his 20 bucks on the black.
Money plays.
Yeah, money plays on this one. And then he's like, cool. They doubled him up and he hits the road.
Okay.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
If this were Deshaun Watson, would you think people would have the same reaction?
I think the reason why people had the reaction with Deshaun is because, A, the porn star he was canoodling with or just hanging out with, even playing indoor basketball with, is a known she's a known killer of athletes. Like she's a black widow.
No such thing.
Oh, there is. Oh, yeah, I guess you don't think the Madden curse is real either, do you?
No such thing.
Oh, okay.
It's the same as the home run derby curse. It's not real.
James Harden dating a Kardashian, not good. James Harden gets away from the Kardashian, MVP of the league. You think that's coincidence?
James Harden got better. He didn't. It wasn't because he got Kardashian
free. No, that's why he got better.
We'll talk curses and more.
What do you think of Tristan Thompson's season?
I'm going to cuss you out before we finish the day. We'll be back in a minute. Now, my entire sound is how you trying to sound. Stop it now. They ask me why I don't go to church no more. Because church is the new club and wine is the new pub and lies is the new drugs. My sister the next stripper, my brother the next victim, my usher the next trigger. Satan giving out deals, finna own these rappers.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.